The Lord's blessings be upon you, YouTube family. Well, tonight, the Lord has given me instruction, more instruction, for the time that we're left to be here. And he began by having me read Isaiah, several chapters in the beginning, and just refreshing my memory. After that, he began, "My dove, even as I dealt with the kingdom of Israel, so shall I deal with this wicked, wicked world. And yet, even as you have read about the remnant, so shall I save a people for myself. People who have been through the fire and been found worthy, escaping the wrath I have poured out upon all nations. Your children shall be among them. I make this promise to you for your fidelity, even to the point of being alienated from them for your belief. There is still much spirituality in them, and I shall increase it and modify even their DNA to be matched more to mine. You shall see my glory over them, and they will walk in my ways all the days of their life, and you shall find much pleasure in them. My love, what was broken in your heart, I myself shall mend, anoint, and bring forth in the beauty of holiness. Shall I not also have mercy on the sons of my bride? Yes, they too will shine like silver refined in the fire. Many who seemed hopeless will come forth from the refiner's fire with my glory on their faces. So take heart, have courage. They too will rise from their soul-deadened state." He was talking about someone else there that I could share with them. And I left this in the message for you because I truly believe that the Lord intends that all his bride should have this confidence that he's working on their behalf to bring their children into the kingdom. So please take these words unto your own heart as well. As many have taken my previous words to heart, I'm continuing on. Oh, how proud I am of my faithful little ones who have taken my words to heart. I will continue to bless and instruct until that very day. Okay, Lord, but I'm not asking when, and I'm not telling either. Some things are better left unsaid. You mean like the word soon? Exactly. I'm just playing with you. But I do want to say that as things near the end, that is the end of your time here on earth, it will get more and more intense. Yet I will be with you to protect, nurture, and strengthen. The birth pangs will be closer together. Just hang on. We're bursting through. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but spiritual. And as things heat up, Christians will find themselves more and more challenged in their faith. More attacks against the faith and hope are on the way. I wanted to take an aside here and just tell you that Ezekiel really got slammed with that today. I mean, just mercilessly slammed with all these voices. And another dear friend, too, and we just came to the conclusion that since these demons are liars, then everything opposite of what they said is true. And we managed to get through that, but there are going to be attacks that are just going to come out of nowhere to really try our faith and our hope. More attacks against faith and hope are on the way. Heads up, you know what I've told you. I've confirmed it many, many times. I want you to hold on to that for dear life and don't question it. No matter what's going on around you, hold on to it. There he's referring to the rapture in Miami. Mind you, the jewels in your crown will be added daily. Oh, I know what that means, Lord. Crowns mean suffering and overcoming it. Don't be dismayed by attitudes of scorn and contempt. Work with them. Some are holding it down just under the surface, as you have seen, just for the sake of civility. And when it breaks forth, do not take it personally. They're weak and being used by the enemy to try and undermine and confuse you. Don't allow it, my dove. Come to me and be strengthened. Be gentle with them and restore them to the right path. Mainly in this time preceding my coming for you, I am adding gems to your crowns, all of you. You are going from glory to glory, and in the meantime, your challenges and sufferings I shall take as a fast offering for the conversion of more and more souls. Scorn, contempt, and persecution await all my faithful Christians. How can I reward unless trials are passed successfully? And in the meantime, teachings will come forth that will assist those left behind. All serves a purpose. Every little thing. Take it as a test of virtue, another fast offering, and this will keep your attitude pure and grateful and keep you from bitterness. What is going on behind the scenes in this country is indeed terrible. You have seen glimmers here and there, like the legalization of beheading in Georgia, but the groundwork is continuing to be laid for the great persecution. You are not going to be around for this, so calm yourself. But you will see it clearly coming on the horizon, and I don't want you to be frightened. I confess, Lord, I've already reacted with fright. I want to say this again. You are not going to be beheaded. You will not be here for that. I don't ever want to have to tell you that again. I want you to rest in that. But for those who are here, I will be with them, and they may suffer fear for a short time, but my promise is that in the blink of the eye, they will be with me in heaven, greeted with cheering in the heavenly courts. So many martyrs suffered no pain because I took it upon myself on the cross. Yes, even the horrors of martyrdom, I took upon myself to relieve those who were too weak. Mercy is my nature. And to each I grant the courage they need. They need not face death alone. I will be with them. Lord, I think I'm a coward. I think you are beautiful. You have suffered many martyrdoms of a different sort. Don't kid yourself. What you suffered for me was equally as valid, especially when you met your persecutors with forgiveness and charity. Intimacy with me is the key to sanity. Compromise with the world opens the door to Satan and his demons. When you sin, even in the little things, the little foxes spoil the vine. The door is squeezed open for one skinny demon to enter. Then the door widens, and sin upon sin opens the door wider yet. That is why you must resist at the very first sign of compromise. If you allow things to escalate or put off repairing the breach, you only allow things to build to a bigger head, requiring more and more painful intervention, and the ripples spread throughout the entire body. This is why, my children, you must resist the enemy at the start. The old adage, a stitch in time saves nine, is good to remember. Beware of serious misunderstandings among brethren, gossip, implication, slurs, impatience, interpreting motives to their detriment, downgrading and the like will separate brethren and make way for each to be isolated from one another. An isolated sheep in the forest, as you know, is a dead sheep. Be ever so vigilant to correct the early signs of misunderstanding. More patience, more love, more humility. These are the tools of healing you must always keep in readiness. And I just want to say here that Ezekiel and I have really been witnesses of what the demons do when they twist words or they turn things around and they're not heard the way they were intended. So the Lord is basically saying that the enemy is on the march with more misunderstandings for people in relationships, and so we have to really, really pay attention to what's going on with people in our lives. I just went to my Rhema box. It's a Tupperware shoebox with index cards that have holy quotes. I have like 1,000 of them that I've kept over the years. And I pulled a card and it said, "Nothing, no matter how little, that is suffered for God's sake can pass without merit in the sight of God. Be prepared to fight if you desire to gain the victory. Without fighting, you cannot obtain the crown of patience. And here the Lord is talking about adding jewels to our crown. Okay, moving on. You will be tested in charity and forgiveness. Open your hearts wide for sinners, and especially the ones I send you. Embrace them with love and forgiveness. Pray for their salvation. Truly, they are pitiable. Many of these I send you because they have no one else to pray for them on this earth. But I know you will, so they come across your path. Don't let me down, dear ones. I need prayers for the difficult personalities in your life. You know, as an aside on that, I've found that not only does it turn their hearts in many situations, but we increase in patience and in virtue and humility, and that's priceless, just priceless. He continued, I am blocking much unpleasantness in your lives, lest you become discouraged. But as you grow in intimacy, I will allow more tests of virtue. Nonetheless, it will never be more than you can handle. All in all, I'm giving you a heads up that tensions are going to increase in your lives. Challenges will present themselves, but you are not to fear. Trust in me with your whole heart. Lean not on your own understanding, and I will direct your paths and deliver you. I love each and every one of you. You are my beautiful brides. And how I long to take your hand and make you my very own for eternity. Do not for one moment imagine that these instructions are because you will be here for much longer. No, they are not. Rather, I want to stud your crowns with more gems, while you at the same time are praying for more souls to come into the kingdom. And your prayers I will answer. We are a team working together. The fruits will be far beyond your expectations. Much I keep hidden from you to safeguard your humility. And that's the end of the message. I just want to add one thing to this message, and that is that when I was talking about what does the bride of Christ look like, I went into some more detail that she wears a crown of scorn and contempt the same way the Lord wore a crown of scorn and contempt. And that's one way that you can really, really recognize an authentic bride of Christ, that she has suffered through scorn and contempt and not become bitter, but still loving and praying for those who have tried and tested her. The Lord bless you, and let's keep each other in prayer as these tests come up. I've already seen some of these tests in the last day or so, and I've heard about them from other people. So this is really a heads up from the Lord that the enemy is increasing the challenges that lie ahead of us, even though the Lord himself is protecting us from too much of it. So God bless you, YouTube family, and thank you so much for listening and praying for us and donating. We really appreciate it.